Our members do some of the toughest jobs anywhere, and we will not tolerate any actions violating their trust or putting their interests at risk. But rank-and-file members weren't fooled or mollified. An insurgent group called SMART, SMART, SEIU Member Activists for Reform Today, blasted the union leadership. Freeman didn't come from nowhere. He was appointed by Andy Stern for the third time, and there are many other locals where Stern has installed unaccountable appointees and sometimes ignoring reports that they were out for personal gain. So Stern's message to us is clear. He cares more about expanding control for himself and an ever-shrinking inner circle than he does about building real power for working people, creating solid organizations, coming through on SEIU's political pledges for the fall, or even the perception of our union and our movement as real, democratic, valuable, and clean. He will only act when there is no other option, and he will never apologize. As for Freeman, he glided into a new life as a Los Angeles sports agent, where he uses his criminal involvement in defrauding low-wage workers as a selling point. His shameless biography on the website of the SMWW Sports Agency touts his tireless commitment to lead the struggle for livable wages, decent housing, and health care for all. Burnishing his scandal credentials, Freeman adds, "I believe my recent personal experience, evolving from turmoil, can be a testimony shared in preparing any athlete for the trials and tribulations of being a star." Ruthless Andy Stern taught Tyrone Freeman and his Southern California peers all too well. Rickman Jackson, another Stern administration protege and former chief of staff to Tyrone Freeman, headed Michigan's largest SEIU chapter before being reassigned for 3 years to a staff organizing job after the revelation of financial shenanigans tied back to LA's Local 6434. While collecting a six-figure annual salary in Michigan, Jackson was drawing a second salary in California and accepted $33,500 in housing payments on a residence listed as the business address of Freeman's bogus housing nonprofit corporation. Another Stern administration protege, Anel Grajeda, rose to power after the SEIU president installed her as president of the 80,000-member Local 721 in Los Angeles. She ascended to positions on the Union State Council and International Executive Board. Like Freeman and Jackson, Grajeda had been voted onto Stern's official administration slate at the SEIU convention in 2008. The Times published damning details of how Grajeda's ex-boyfriend, SEIU official Alejandro Stevens, collected multiple salaries and consultant fees from the union while also pocketing a salary as a Los Angeles County Health Services employee.